You know what? I haven't stopped thinking about, this sounds really silly, but the roast on Jedward's and Gemma Collins' Instagram.
For me, it's them just all swirling around in a hot tub. If you'd heard of Tory soup,
Oh.
what's that? Lib Dem soup, would you call it?
But that roast looked magnificent. Like Gemma Collins can cook. Throw down. I'm here for it. I
I
will
love a
go
roast
out.
dinner. You know, I'm going on a cruise over summer, and it's a P&O ship. Now, normally I've been on either Royal Caribbean or Carnival, so it's a bit American, right?
Right.
The P&O cruise has a carvery stand.
Oh, I'd be there all the time.
Honestly, I can't wait. And do you know the mad thing is, it's in like this joint dining room where you can get loads of things. And I do the worst thing when I go on a cruise ship.
Just eat everything.
Everything. I'll end up getting a roast dinner with a side of chicken curry and like pasta and tomato
You know
sauce.
what? I've never been on a cruise, but my worry is I'd go on the cruise, eat too much, they'd just turf me over thinking I was a whale.
And with that, let's roll the titles.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Bab.
Welcome to your Wednesday. Wednesday. We're at the halfway
Look,
point. This is the halfway point. It's up to Big Brother.
I'm shattered. I need to talk to the producers of Big Brother. Who on earth thought it was a good idea to end the show at 11:30 on a Tuesday?
Look.
Look.
We had... let's talk about last night's episode, because obviously we had the eviction of Lauren. A bit upset about that. We'll get into that in a bit. But we also had our celebrity lodger, who we thought was only in there for 5 days, but turns out she was in there for more like eight. Sharon Osbourne has walked out of the house as a celebrity lodger to a roar of cheers. It looked like she was almost crying. We had Kelly Osbourne run on stage and she looked like...
I was
like
quite shocked. I was quite gagged to see
and
Kelly Osbourne.
I was like, what is going on? I'm a bit disappointed she's gone.
I'm disappointed. It was a horrible night last night for me, actually. Seeing Lauren go, seeing Sharon go.
Yeah.
Look, oh, it just, the house isn't going to be the same.
No, but it does mean that we've now got Louis without a crutch. So we've got Louis without Lauren, he can depend on, who's built a good relationship, without his sweet Mrs. O. And he started to get a little bit salty about the fact that Mrs. O didn't save him. Who is he going to gravitate towards now that both of his friends have gone?
I did quite like Fern saying to Sharon as she hugged her goodbye that we'll look after him. So I think Fern and Louis might form a bond. But also Louis has got Ekin-Su.
Like Sharon cares who's looking after Louis. Look, we all know that the fact that Sharon went in the diary room on the first couple of days and said, oh, it's been wonderful to see Louis after all of these years, and was telling him stories in her private bedroom. I think Louis was just a crutch for Sharon. And I think as soon as like she started to get to know other people, I think she was a little bit backing away from like Louis and some of the things that he was saying in the diary room. So I don't think, and I've been saying it all along, that they're not as close as Louis has been making out.
I think the same. I don't think they're going to see each other now until...
Funerals.
I didn't want to say it. Their funeral or someone else's. Look, no, I'm not saying
it. I don't think they're going to see each other alive again. Look. You know, we've not got much time on these daily drops. I can't beat around the bush.
Do you think Sharon's going to be at the finale?
No. she'll be in LA now. Like, she's not messing around. She's coming here, cashed a $1 million check and jetted it back off to LA.
Oh, Sharon.
She's had a dirty protest from Ellen while she's been away. Anna Wintour's cut down her hedges in rage of the fact that she's called her a cunt on national television in the UK. And Adele has blocked her on Facebook. Like, this is it. She's going to have a rough reception when she gets back to La La Land.
Oh, God. Well, it was a good episode, though. Like,
who's been looking after Ozzy? All of that.
Kelly! it was a good episode. There's so much going on. Obviously, the focus was on the eviction. But it's going to be interesting now to see what happens without Sharon, without Lauren. Is there going to be some tensions? Is there going to be some arguments? Ekin-Su, the cracks are showing.
This is it. This is where we start putting the pedal to the metal and we start seeing some people.
Oh, look.
Crap.
I love it. I love it. I do. I can't help it. Right. But we are today joined by another special guest.
Whoa. Do you want a drum roll?
Go on, then. We haven't got it, have you?
No, no.
False, all these false promises. Well, obviously we love the traitors. We had Ash on the other day.
Yeah.
We had to have our lovely Brian on, didn't we?
Lovely, Ashley, sweet Brian. Brian, I'm free on Thursday if you are, darling.
You probably think you should come in next Thursday. let's get it played.
You were to pick your three for Ring of Fire to put in the danger zone based on first impressions when you first went in the house. Who do you think you would have picked?
Okay, so I think, oh, this is difficult. David, probably. I just think there's nothing wrong with him. I just don't think I'm the same vibe of him as him straight away. But I actually kind of like him now more. It was funny when I was watching the show. I was having a conversation. I was like, I'm not. He went into the diary room and I was like, I'm not on his vibe. Like, I don't really get him. And in that diary room, as soon as I said that, he was like, people just don't get me as soon as they meet me. Like, it was like, oh. So I came round to him a little bit. But on the I'm going back to the first day, probably him. And again, Warren would have been on there because, again, just not the same vibe. I'm thinking more for if I was living with them. I wouldn't have got on with them, and I'm going to go off of what I was saying now, but I'd say Louis as well. Louis was my big favourite at the start, but now...
It's downhill from the minute he went in, I think.
let's just leave it there, shall we?
Well,
no,
Louis,
let's not.
Louis was my favourite. You know what? I'm the same. Like, I love Louis. Like, he's created some of the best like pop music, Westlife, Boyzone, you know, he's the master, but he has disappointed me last night, you know. I'm really disappointed in him. I'm like, I don't want to chat to you anymore, but secretly I do. Like, no, have you seen what Jed would have done?
Yeah, like they properly went in and on. Just them hanging out with Gemma Collins.
Right, we need to talk about this, right? Because what on earth was going on around Gemma Collins' gaff last night? Because they had a full roast dinner, a Sunday roast dinner, on a Tuesday at 10 o'clock, uneaten.
I'm not complaining. I would do
that. I wouldn't complain. I want to go round.
Yeah, where's our invite? I've never thought of them as hanging out together. It's almost like, you know what I thought when I saw them? I thought it was like Ursula and Flotsam and Jetsam.
You know what, though? It's like one of those celebrity friendships which you never think would happen, but worked really well. I love them together. I don't know what they're doing together, if they're working or doing something, or they're just besties. I'm here for it.
Just imagine being a fly on the wall, the bitching that would go on in there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you continued watching the stories, they were in a hot tub an hour later. What's going on?
That's the life. That is the life. That's what we're all aiming for.
Well, let's touch on Louis and Sharon. I feel like they've been billed as judges, and I feel like they've both lived up to the name as judges. In fact, it's like it's the only role that they've ever had in life. And we saw in the talent show task, Louis taking that very seriously. Did it remind you of like the golden era of reality TV with like X Factor and that kind of thing? Or do you think that kind of stuff is firmly left in the past?
No, I think he took it very seriously. And with some of his comments, I don't know if he's trying to be funny and it's not landing, because there's some things that he says and it's like, oh, that's kind of, and he keeps saying it, but it's like, ah, oh, is he actually being serious? Like, you know, the whole thing was like, the Fern thing. It could have, it had so much potential to be great. And for, because I thought, and he actually never, but when they were sat at the table, I thought he was going to take on a Simon Cowell role and kind of play this panto villain and be like, and really go into
every.
He took it really seriously. There was even bits when they were practicing and they were doing silly walks and Coulson couldn't do the walk. And then it kind of, you see it, but it's like a split second and Louis is like that.
He's absolutely fuming. He's fuming. I'm like, you're in the Big Brother house.
Yeah,
I think in Louis' like head, I think he took that so seriously and was like, right, this is the X Factor, I'm back on the show. I think he's not all there, you know. I don't mean that in a horrible way, but like, he was really taking it seriously. I was quite worried at one point.
Louis,
wake up, Dermot's not going to come out. This is actually going to deadlock, Louis. Calm down.
I've got to say though,
I thought he was going to cry during Flying Without Wings. I was like,
well, for me, the minute I thought, And it's these little glimpses of unhinged behaviour that I'm actually loving from Louis, which is so inappropriate. It's when Coulson was like kind of having a little bit of a laugh during the break, and Louis was like, "What are you laughing for? Now piss off and get rid of it." And I was like,
"Yeah, did he not say as well? I don't know if it's that exact conversation. He's like, you're the weakest link in the group."
What is the need? Say
that. But you know what? He was also really lovely because I don't know who he said it to, but he was like, "You could be anything you want."
What I really love that it's the smoking area, let's be honest, in the Big Brother garden that has no smoking in it, where it was Louis, where it was David and Coulson, they were chatting about they could be whatever they wanted to be. I thought, when would I have ever in my wildest dreams predicted Louis Walsh sat in the smoking area of Celebrity Big Brother like he was at judges' houses about to put David Potts from Ibiza Weekender through to the over 25s.
Brian, I've got to ask, if you were auditioning for the X Factor, what song would you choose?
Oh wow, give me a second,
putting you on the spot now. Oh my god, I've got my go-to. Brett, have you got a go-to?
Oh yeah, it's Shallow. Brett, Lady
you've
Gaga.
You've got quite a good voice. I keep saying this and you keep thinking I'm taking the piss. Go on, give us a
he knows it. He knows it.
No.
Go on, Brian. What do you reckon? What's your song?
Well, I'm going to go for... I'm not a karaoke person, but I love karaoke, but I'm not a karaoke person. So whenever I do karaoke, I do House of Pain, Jump Around. So I think that would get people... I think you're seeing awful audition after awful audition in the audience. I come out, do a terrible rendition of that, and people would be losing their minds.
So you'd make it to week six of the live shows.
I think he's got something... I think he's got potential, Sharon. Put him through.
What I loved as well.
I'll just do it again in the live shows. That's all I've got.
What I really loved about the judging process and a lot of the things was seeing Louis and Sharon talk about behind the scenes on The X Factor. Were you like, I can't believe this?
What bit was that, sorry?
So when they were Sharon and Louis gossiping about things that were going on The X Factor, about other A-list celebrities, were you like shocked to see that going out on national television? Because we saw on Late and Live, Sharon a bit confused as to why some of the things that she'd said had gone out. Do we think she's on the phone?
That. Sorry, I've missed that. What did they say?
So she said Adele was like a bit annoying in real life. She said...
Fake.
fake, yeah.
She called Anna Wintour a cunt.
And she said Ellen DeGeneres was, well, not a word, she just went, bleh.
Oh my god, no, I missed that.
Where have you been, Brian?
I don't know.
Are you just re-watching The Traitors?
I don't. Yeah, that's like, so where's Claudia?
So who would you like to murder in the Celebrity Big Brother house then, Brian?
Well, you know my answer is Louis. Just
I'm, no.
It's a shame because it actually got to last night that I was like, I'm not enjoying it anymore. At first I was like, ha ha ha, because you've got to love the catty people. You've got to love the people bring the drama. But I was like, oh no, I just don't like it anymore. It's kind of giving me the ick a little bit.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think we've seen glimpses of a house without maybe Sharon and Louis that could be quite funny because we've obviously had ZZ and David and there was drama between ZZ and Lauren. I wonder whether or not, because they are so big names, Sharon and Louis almost felt like a too high a level compared to the rest of the people in there. Dare I say it?
Yeah. Well, I found in the first, was it the first two or the first one? It was literally everything revolved around them. I was like, they're really getting their money's worth out of Sharon. Everything was to do with them. And I guess they are interesting because their conversations about... just like, what was it like, talking about like Ronan Keating and all, and just all their conversations were, it's actually quite interesting. Well, I found that interesting. That's the ones you're, So I can understand.
And we asked Ash the same question. If you were a traitor and you had to pick two other people to join you in traitor cloaks, who do you think would make good traitors?
Yeah, so I saw hers. I actually, when she said Nikita, I was like, but I do kind of agree with that. I wouldn't necessarily... choose him though, but I think I'd definitely do Sharon. Very much like what Ash said, was like she's such a patriarch, that no one would question her. And I don't think she's quite loyal as well, she wouldn't backstab. And in the same as that, I think I'd go for Ekin Su because I think she's quite the same, that she's loyal and wouldn't backstab me.
Ooh. I think Akatsu would be a great traitor, actually. Great, well, fair. she was on the Traitors US, which hasn't shown in the UK yet, but I really cannot wait to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a traitor or not. Like, if she got... Like, I was actually talking to her on Instagram, and she wouldn't reveal anything.
Look at you fishing around for the gossip. You're as bad as Louis and Sharon.
Yeah. When you chatted to her, you didn't mention Love Island, did you?
No, I never know.
Block.
But you know what? I love how different she is from Love Island. That she went, and I think she actually mentioned it in the show in Big Brother, that she kind of went into Love Island as this stern, like, bombshell, mm-hmm. and she's not like that at all, so I quite like that. So that's why I think she'd be a good traitor, because she's kind of got that hard exterior, but she's quite centred.
Well, we're gearing up for the second half of the series now. We're entering into the final stages of Celebrity Big Brother. What do you think is going to play out in the next couple of weeks? What are you hoping for, and who do you think is going to make it to the final?
I'm hoping for a bit more drama, but not like, I don't know, I love drama, but not annoying drama.
I mean,
I'm like, oh, I can't watch this anymore. Yeah, a bit more drama, but some more like good comedy gold bits, I think. And I think people that are bringing that are sort of Coulson. I said from day one that Coulson was going to win it. I've kind of went off of that a little bit, but I think he'll be in the final.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ekansu will be in the final. Oh, it's tough because there's so many good people. Mm. It's who I want to be in the final and who I think will be in the final. They're different answers, I guess. And yeah, maybe Nikita and Fern.
Ooh. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we get like quite different answers from everyone that we speak to. And I kind of wonder whether or not it's the production of this new Big Brother, because in the civilian series, it was very much the same. People were coming up with wildly different answers. Do you think it's maybe to do with the house, the fact that it's all kind of, everyone's concentrated in that one living space?
I don't know. I know that's a tough question. I'm not sure. I just think it's because they've picked such good personalities for the civilian one, and for this one, there's so many, I was going to say front runners, but so many big personalities that could go on to win it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, you said you wanted some drama, but not like, you know, boring drama. I have to spill you some tea from tonight's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, last night, Big Brother set housemates a game of who's who, who's the most boring, who's the biggest game player, etc. Coulson has been crying and is now being comforted by some of the housemates because Levi called him the most boring.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can see that. I would be but that's probably because they've not spoken that much.
Well, he's bringing some spices from his sources to the Big Brother house. I'm excited for this. There we go.
Levi reggae sauce with a bit of coleslaw. I mean, coleslaw.
Oh, look.
Nice.
Brian, how have things been like since the Traitors? What have you been up to? And have you got any tea that you can spill about what you're going to be getting up to?
I've been so busy, but I feel like I've not been doing anything. Do you know one of those sort of things? But yeah, it's been crazy. I think the life after the show has been crazier than actually on the show, which is strange that just getting whisked about to different places. Like, we're just down in London, saw The Lion King, got a backstage tour, and mm-hmm. I see Stranger Things and that sort of thing. And just going out and to lots
just
of events.
Just enjoying it. Like, yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I really like
get
it.
Get all you can. You didn't win the 100 grand, but get all you can from it, John.
Yeah,
Look, we're on the scrounge looking for spawn ad deals from Lauren's bloody candle range.
Well, here, I cringed so hard at that, but
I loved it.
I'm going to buy some. It's worked.
Oh, amazing, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us. Give it up for Traitors, Brian, everyone. Woo! Oh, lovely Brian.
Bless him. Oh. Bless him.
Brian, give me a call.
Get into those DMs. He slid into Ekansu.
I know.
He likes to slide into a DM.
You can slide into my DMs as well.
Filth.
I know. Speaking of filth, the Celebrity Big Brother house is also...
Well, look, are we going to get some shopping tasks more now? Because I think that shopping task was probably one of the highlights of the series so far.
Absolutely.
I need more tasks.
Definitely. And I need more sabotage-y kind of tasks. I need the Tree of Temptation. Surely that's grown back. If that's been planted in 2010, it's 14 years old now.
As I said on our chat with Brian, there was like a little mini task. No, I wouldn't say it's a task, but a little thing where they had to like judge people on the most boring, the most popular, et cetera, et cetera. So that's like a little task.
Yeah.
But I think Big Brother's just doing that to kind of cause some tension and some friction and some storylines.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the juiciest dramatic moments of the Civilian series last year was the more organic arguments.
Yeah.
It feels like it's like we're hovering around Channel 5 territory here again. We've got face-to-face nominations coming up. We've got tasks where people call each other out. And maybe if we just let things simmer for a little bit, we can have a little bit of tension.
Well, the face-to-face nominations are going to be done via a kissing booth, I hear.
So, I mean, what's going on here, darling?
Look, whoever's in charge of the tasks and the props and whatever. You know what, actually? So let's talk about the props this year, because they've done really well in that task room.
Well, I'm going to say something to you about Big Brother props. And this is a story that I need to bring up to you, actually. So it's weird that you've actually mentioned props, right? Cast your mind back to the series of Big Brother when there was Jermaine, Shilpa Shetty. I think Jay Goody went back into the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Big Celebrity Big Brother series. Almost cancelled the show. Mm-hmm. Well, in that series, there were some props, and I think it was to do with a task, so there's loads of Victorian props. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was friends, I still am actually, one of my best friends, Jay. Their parents owned like a rocking horse workshop and had props, Victorian like props.
Right.
And the Big Brother producers reached out to them to see if they could hire some of their things for a task or for the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm.
They went ahead with it. They hired it out. But Jermaine stole said prop from the Big Brother house and gave it to Michael. And Big Brother producers couldn't retrieve it back because he'd stolen it.
Hold on. Michael Jackson.
There we go. That's my connection to Michael Jackson. I thought you'd like that.
Hold on a second. Where is it now?
How the hell will I know? I've not spoken to Michael.
Well, you can't.
Well,
can you? Hold on a second. I need this horse.
Well, I don't know if it's a rocking horse, but like the shop was like quite old fashioned.
But so the thing is, Michael liked that kind of thing.
So it was full of like old rocking horses and stuff like that. It was really, really cute, but it was like very old fashioned-y. And they had like just little like knickknacks and props and stuff from,
It must have been like a little ornament or something.
Yeah, like ornaments.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson liked that kind of stuff in his house, didn't he? Yeah. Like the fairgroundy old styles. Wow.
There you go. So that's the story as I remember it. I'll probably say this and then I'm probably going to ring my friend Jay later and he's going to be like, no, that is, you've got that really wrong.
We're going to get a like defamation order from Jermaine Jackson. Yeah. Bring it on.
Can you feel it?
Oh, wow.
What are our expectations?
I'm in a status shock.
I know. Oh, for God's sake. All right. Enough.
Sorry.
You smooth criminal.
Shut up.
Oh, what about elephants? Right. Let's.
Rocking horses.
Oh, what have we done to the world? Just look what we've done.
Fuck off. Fuck off now. Get off this pod. Ask me a question.
Right, we're living our life off the wall and we need to move on. So I'm going to just say, what are your expectations right as we move into the next half of the series? Sorry, can you tell I'm more alive? Because it's daytime.
Shut up. Face-to-face nomination, I think.
Sorry. I'm gonna
no, this is chaotic.
I'm gonna
face-to-face nominations. I think people are going to like move slyly and I don't think they're going to say what they truly mean. I think we're going to end up with your Coulsons and your like maybe Fern again. I think they're going to like cop out and just choose people that have already been up. So I think we're going to get Louis, Fern and maybe Coulson up.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Who do you think? Have you got any changes to your predictions of who's going to make it to the final?
I think we're going to have like people like Nikita, maybe Bradley, maybe David. I think it's going to be an all boy final.
Bring it on! Bring it on! It's like dancing on ice all over again. Sorry to bring it off. I know you don't like it.
I loved it.
It's coming back.
I loved it.
It's coming back.
Can't wait.
It's
can't wait.
Next year.
At this point, they're scraping the ice that bad. They're going to get us on the. I'd like to see you lift me up for a bolero, darling.
I'll give you the headbanger, love.
Oh, you know what? They call it hashtag bolero, B-A-L. Oh, bring it on.
Oh, here we go. I tell you what, they've got such a commitment to this show, ITV. I know how we can help them out.
Go on.
We could do our pod from the ice.
In a freezer.
What, like that woman that died in like the Bill like a couple of years ago, found in a freezer?
You know what I was thinking though? Because Torval and Dean are on their apparent last tour again.
Not this off.
Are they going to cash in next year as well then, if it's back on?
As bad as bloody Cher. Like, what's going on? What is this?
I've
at the same time every year, I have to see Torval and Dean knock out a new version of the bolero and then watch three amateur celebrities take to the ice to do a subpar version where they all give them tens and say, oh, that was amazing.
Oh, great.
Pack it
the
in.
The only good thing about Dancing on Ice this year was Oti Mabuse.
Yeah, I will give her that. Queen. And the cover judge, who was a professional Olympian, he did a performance which was actually amazing.
From Cats?
Yeah.
Stunning. I watched it last night again on TikTok. Breathtaking, actually.
Sorry. Join us for the Winter Olympics.
We'll see you tomorrow, darling. This has been a
chaotic
episode.
Bye. Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast. That was a bit mad, that one.
I know. I can't stop thinking about roast dinners. And now a rocking horse sitting in Michael Jackson's house collecting dust.
There we go.
And we need to make an investigative trip to Los Angeles, get it on the KDO expenses. We've got to go. It's journalism.
I'm here in Netherlands.
Back to Brett in the studio.
I'm back.
It's investigative journalism. I'm gonna pop a request in. We're going.
You're Juliet Etchingham. I'm Tom Bradby. Off we
I
bloody
I know who
go.
They are. I know who Tom Bradby is. I don't know who Juliet is, darling. But let's go.
Do you not know who Juliet Etchingham is?
Describe her.
She's the ITV news gal. She does like the coronations. She'll do.
Is she the one that had? Hold on.
The blonde lady.
Julie. How do you spell her surname?
Julie Etchingham, E-T-C-H-I-N.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like her.
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah,
it's normally her and Tom on the ITV News at 10, not together.
You are an ITV hun, aren't you?
I love ITV. I just love it.
Are you too young to remember Maura Stewart?
No. BBC News at 6.
Was she BBC? I thought she was ITV.
I think Moira Stewart was BBC, was she not?
I loved Moira Stewart. Have you heard the... No, I don't know if you could say it on it.
She collapsed, didn't she, at a party recently?
Did she?
Angela
she
Rippon's.
Right?
I'm going to end the podcast now.
All right, good night.